Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Vivian Tracy. Vivian Tracy is an entrepreneur and recruiter with over 15 years of experience creating partnerships within the healthcare industry. Vivian began her career as a travel nurse recruiter in San Diego, California, and moved on to create a startup division within a national publicly held company before founding CareerSparks in 2014. As the founder of CareerSparks, Vivian set out to create a direct hire recruiting firm that valued quality, efficiency, and ethics above all else. She is a firm believer in work-life balance and cultivated the CareerSparks company culture with these principles in mind. Happy employees are productive employees. The CareerSparks team enjoys a high level of flexibility in their work schedule, including designated work-from-home days and many team activities, including weekly in-house yoga, wellness outings such as salt float therapy, and travel opportunities. Vivian's philosophy on company culture and a female-driven workplace was recently featured in San Diego Voyager magazine. Above all, Vivian believes that work should be a positive, productive experience for everyone involved and approaches all strategies and interactions with this philosophy in mind. Well, good afternoon, Vivian. Glad to have you on the show.
Thanks, Brian. Good afternoon.
I'm so glad to have you today. We've gone back and forth over the last, our connection started several months ago. Just glad to have you on the show, and you've got a lot of experience to share with us and our readership here. Can you tell us a little bit about your unconventional approach to work-life balance and why?
Absolutely. So I am the owner of CareerSparks, and we are a direct hire healthcare recruiting firm. And prior to starting CareerSparks in 2014, I had worked for two other companies for 10 years in the same industry. And I realized that to be a top performer and really be effective in my job, I had to be happy and I had to feel that work was an okay place to be and even a fun place to be. And, you know, the more I felt that, the more productive I was and the more money I made for everybody. So when I started CareerSparks, my goal was really to take everything I liked at these previous companies and, you know, maybe leave out some other things and then also really incorporate it into my personal philosophy. I'm a huge yoga person. We have yoga here in our office every Thursday. We have an instructor come in, and Thursday is kind of that day of the week where everyone's getting kind of tired and maybe kind of frazzled, and especially with a more of a sales and person-to-person team, it's really important that, you know, we don't fall apart on Thursdays and Fridays, right? And that we stay calm and we stay focused and most of all positive. And there's nothing I love more than looking around at my team and seeing this sort of serene, calm, happy glow on their faces at, you know, 9 a.m. after yoga. And we always have a great Thursday and a great Friday because of that. So that's just one small thing that we do. I am also someone who, I suppose, as with most entrepreneurs, I tend to get lots of ideas and get pulled in different directions and get big sorts of energy. And other days, I'm like, I'm not into it. I can't sit still and I want to go for a run or do something else. And I know I personally work best when I have the freedom to do that and really monitor, you know, my energy level and my focus as opposed to having it dictated to me. One thing I have really instilled in my team is that they need to be healthy. They need to be happy to do their job. My door is always open. We do a lot of pep talks, I guess, if someone is having a rough week, maybe they had a bunch of deals fall through or what have you. And a big thing that we also do that I think works fabulously is flexible schedules. When I hire for my team, I let them know they're going to have a lot of training. They're going to have serious goals and metrics that I'm all over and will be holding them accountable for. And outside of that, they're adults and they're smart, and that's why I hired them, and they can more or less get their work done on their own time. And I think that when you give people a little bit of trust with boundaries and show them respect, they typically really appreciate it and rise to the occasion. I had in the past tried the strategy of Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, everyone has to be here, rain or shine, and it didn't work. It didn't work for me and didn't work very well for my team either. So I decided to go back to my original kind of gut feeling and what I prefer. So what we do here at CareerSparks, we have a great office. It's really bright. It's fun, the decorations and all that, and lots of natural light. We can step out the door and be the river at a restaurant. restaurant, at a shop, whatever. Although it's funny because no one takes breaks really except me. But anyway, the option is there. And to me, it's important to work somewhere that you feel excited to go to. And being in a cubicle, being in an office park, it's not bad. I've done it. You know, there's certainly perks. But for what we're doing and kind of the energy level we need, I think that the environment is really important as well. And I've had days where I'll tell my team, you know, hey, it's snowing. We're in New England, so that's inevitable. And I'll tell them, well, it's snowing, it's icy. If you want to work from home, that's fine. And without fail, they say, oh, no, that's okay. I'm excited to come to the office. And that's like the best feeling and every, you know, every owner's dream. I will also say, since I started the flexible work schedule, I haven't had a single person call in sick or call out for personal reasons, which is also incredible. When I had forced 5 day a week in the office, people called in sick all the time, like a couple times a month, some of them. And, you know, I realized now that was them being drained or not feeling like they had any autonomy. And I would much rather have people who, you know, want to show up to work in a snowstorm or with a cough or whatever, although I will send them home if they show up sick, than people who are passive aggressively calling out or pushing back on, you know, what they see as a restrictive work environment. The current setup as a team, we come to the office Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Wednesday and Friday are work from home. And I don't set particular hours of, okay, you have to log in at this time and log off at that time and all that. With our business, that doesn't really make sense anyway, because we're recruiters. A lot of times people want to talk after work, before work, whatever. And I don't, you know, I don't monitor their time when they work from home, but I do hold them accountable to their metrics. And pretty darn obvious if someone is not working because they're not hitting their numbers, and that's a different conversation. But for the past year, I have not had any issues with that. And if anything, they work more, I think, because they feel autonomous. They feel like it's their choice rather than something forced. You know, typically they might sign on at 8 or 9, do their work in the morning, go work out, go have lunch with a friend, come back. And a lot of times maybe they're working till 7, 8 at night. Whereas if I said, okay, you know, this is your schedule and 30 minute break, I'd get half as much productivity. So those are just a few small things that I've implemented that I think work incredibly well. I will also mention that I hire young millennials. So all of my employees are in their early to late 20s. So, you know, I think a lot of the current research and articles being published now speak to that as far as what millennials want and what you have to do to keep them happy and productive.
Great. Thank you for sharing. And I guess at the end of the day, I heard from you, you know, when you were able to move out of corporate America and into your own gig, so to speak, is where you started to see things change and have that more autonomy. And then you were able to carry that over with your employees. So I think that's great. Thank you for sharing that. Vivian, daily we read in healthcare, there's a high number of medical provider burnout, right? It's a big deal. I read about all the time as I read about our artificial intelligence. In fact, we're trying to leverage that technology to help with the physician burnout. So in your business, are there ways you can help tackle this issue?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something we're very aware of, and it's really come to light, you know, in the past 2 weeks. We've had quite a few talks about it here in the office due to the coronavirus, right? And the media coverage and, you know, sort of the level of anxiety that seems to be rising in our consciousness here in America and globally. And it's really been interesting to see how that trickles down from the financial leaders, the boards, down to the nursing directors and those who are kind of in the field in the hospitals or whatever, you know, healthcare facility they are at. It then trickles down as stress to the employees. So the providers, the nurses, everybody there, and it comes through to us. What our philosophy, which I think lines up with my general philosophy, is, hey, you know, you can only control so much. And our clients and our candidates, they look to us as an advisor, as a friend, as someone that is a bright spot in their day to talk to and is ideally going to help them get into a better situation, whether that's better work-life balance, a shorter commute, more professional satisfaction, whatever that may be. And so, you know, that's another reason why I think that regular yoga, just general healthy lifestyle techniques, and staying calm and staying relaxed and not being reactive and working crazy hours and all that kind of thing. I mean, don't get me wrong, we work a lot, but I think that really is helpful, because if we're calm and cool and not panicked and can give them good fact-based objective advice, and that makes them feel calmer too, and that's good for everybody. And the way that we work is we contract with our clients. We're all over the country, skilled nursing, hospitals, managed care insurance, you name it. And I only work with clients who I feel good about. If I'm not getting great feedback from someone I placed there, or I'm maybe having a lot of challenging interactions with that client, we don't work with them, because to us, it's really important that any provider, nurse, nurse practitioner, doctor, any healthcare worker, if they come to us looking for a change and to make improvements in their life, you know, I want to be 100% sure when we're sending them to an interview or to a job that it's going to be better and that they're going to be happier. And so by doing that, we are able to kind of self-select with our candidates and also our clients and make sure that we're moving these folks into a more positive situation where they won't be overworked or they'll have good treatment by management, good professional growth, and that it's a job that makes sense for them as a person, not just a number. So that, I think that's another way in which we can really be helpful. And we always make sure to treat everybody the same way of like, hey, if this makes sense, if it's going to be better for you and good for the client, if it will do it. And if we think you're better where you're at, we're keep in touch. And that's really been our philosophy. And I think that's been a big part of my success as an entrepreneur and just a recruiter of 16 years is I don't look for the easy fix, the easy sell. The bottom line is I only make placements and do work that I feel is beneficial to everyone involved. And, you know, I think that shows in our results.
That's amazing. I like how you share how you're looking at it from the provider's happiness or satisfaction as you work with your clientele, and you can be picky about that. That's great. Vivian, your journey has taken you in a different direction, both geographically and in a career sense. Did that all come to, you know, some sort of accumulation at one point? What made you take that leap?
Sure. So I grew up in the Northeast and not the biggest fan of cold weather. All, you know, it's not the most lofty of, you know, ideals, but that's really what it came down to. So I had a chance to move to California in my early 20s, which I was very excited about. I knew I wanted to work with people. I had a degree in psychology and I got really lucky and got a call about a travel nurse recruiting job. And I took it and that was kind of that. I absolutely fell in love with the industry and really liked so many things about it. I then went on and worked for a company out of New York. It was like a bigger national publicly held company. And with that, I had the opportunity to start a West Coast division that replicated one that they had on the East Coast. They basically gave me a phone and a laptop and said, go get them, kid. And that was basically it. I had 3 years traveling all over California, which was really fun, and getting to meet new clients and people there and just kind of building out this division for them, which I did quite successfully. And I then got to a point where it's like, okay, well, what do I want to do now? You know, I was 30 and felt like I was really old and had a lot of experience, which looking back, it looks different. But at the time I felt really like ready for a next step. And I came to the conclusion that I knew what I was doing. I was confident in myself and in my skill set. And I wanted to do it on my own and make it exactly the way I wanted. So my philosophy, my ethics, my level of quality, I hold myself to a really high standard and try to do the same for others within reason. So at that point, I quit my job and I started Career Sparks and was able to work in California and had an office there for a year. And then I got even more mature and started realizing, okay, I want to grow this business. What makes sense long-term? Families on the East Coast, in my opinion, it's maybe a little bit easier as a new entrepreneur to run a business in some states than others. So there was a number of factors that went into that. And I picked up after a year and I moved the whole company to the East Coast and built out my office, which I've already told you all about, and started hiring my team and really building out that side of things. It's been awesome because so much of what we do is virtual that I've been able to keep up great relationships with my California clients and my national clients. And we've also been able to make a huge impact in our local market, which has a really, really rough nursing shortage, even more so than maybe some other areas. It's been really nice reconnecting with folks locally here in state and going to the local events, getting to know everybody and really bringing everything that I've learned and believe in and accumulation of my career to a new group of people who, you know, maybe aren't familiar and have been really excited about it. And I think overall it was a really, really good decision and one that I'm happy with. But I will say that I still go to California, you know, as often as I can find an excuse to and visit with clients and all that kind of thing. You know, I feel really grateful to have been able to make that jump and bring my business with me and, you know, be close to family and also continue to grow it.
Thank you for sharing that. That's amazing. Of course, you've probably met quite a few people in that span of geographic distance, obviously. So yeah. That's awesome. Vivian, just to wrap up here quickly, if you could just name one thing that really has helped you be successful in your career.
Well, I think that probably my sense of resilience and self-confidence, I don't know if that's exactly the right phrase, but I believe in myself. I believe that it's okay to make mistakes, to fall on your face, whatever the case may be, but I'm also very analytical. So when something goes wrong, I don't dwell on it or stew on it or blame other people. I maybe take a minute to lick my wounds. And then I think about, okay, what was my part in this? What could I do differently next time? What did I miss? Did I miss a detail? Did I miss a red flag? Did I not give a good pitch? And there's always something I think I could do better as a leader, as a recruiter, as a client liaison. And I think the fact that I'm able to constantly self-evaluate, self-improve, and not fall into self-pity or blame or anything like that. And sometimes when I'm working at midnight or over a weekend, of course, it's easy to feel like, oh, this is so much work and this is hard. I have to do everything. But then I remind myself it's a blessing. And I signed up for it and I love it. And there's just one foot in front of the other one day at a time. And I just keep everything real positive. And I think that is what has made it work.
That's great advice. I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast will take that nugget and run with it, honestly. There's been some really good podcasts, yours included, and we're happy to get this out there and so people can understand kind of what you do. And maybe that can somehow relate back to what they're doing and they can make that big leap. Thank you. Vivian, as always, it was certainly a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brian.